I studied those in my political philosophy class in high school.
It's like the deep. I honestly think it's like the deepest kids thing ever in existence. Really? I read it as a kid, but and it was like, oh, funny because it's Calvin's Little Adventures. I wrote an essay about this. But then you reread it as you're older and you understand it's just like kind of about life. And it's more about adults, like the parents, than
no one cares about
than like the kids.
You should read it.
It's been the most influential in my lifetime. It's the most influential thing ever.
My brother was like really passionate about it, and I never really got into it.
The most influential thing in my life.
What?
Wait, favorite bar show, favorite TV show.
That's on the playlist.
You don't want to hear my answer.
Wait, can we go around? All right.
Wait, let's go around.
Childhood TV shows? SpongeBob SquarePants.
No, let's go around. Go around. Everyone share who they have coming out of the Eastern Conference for the NBA playoffs.
What do you got?
Okay, no. SpongeBob SquarePants and not for the reason that you think.
SpongeBob SquarePants what?
No, SpongeBob SquarePants means something to me personally because when I was a little kid...
She's being serious.
It's sad boy hours, you dick.
I'm putting on. Literally
yeah, sorry.
Finally.
I put that on the queue. You're going to have to remove it from the queue. It's just my default.
Yellow. Can we listen to Yellow? It's a better...
No, play Yellow. Play Yellow.
I like Yellow.
Okay, but...
Sparks.
Okay, we're
I'll put Sparks on next.
Listen right now because I'm opening up.
Okay.
I'm opening up. So when I was like five, there was one year in my life when all of my brothers and I were all together at the same time.
Really?
Every single day. Like we always had dinner together. But when I was 5 years, when I was 4 years old, maybe a couple years, even like one or two, I would be on my way to preschool and my next brother would be on his way to elementary school and the next one would be on his way to middle school and the oldest one would be on his way to high school. And my mom would, we would wake up at 7 a.m. and my mom would drop off my oldest brother and then the next one and then the next one and then me. And for about an hour and a half every single day, it was like the only, I spent that period with just them in my, our big suburban with a little TV in the front. And what we watched every morning was the first season of SpongeBob SquarePants. Like we would just watch all of the episodes on a loop every day for a year.
Yeah.
So the first season of SpongeBob, like not only is it the funniest, but also every time I watch it, I think about being a really little
Are you crying
right
now?
She's crying a little bit.
She's crying.
Well, my most influential.
They're so old.
It really is sad boy. You pass me my phone. I need a charge.
My most influential like thing growing up was The Lion King. That really touched me. And also, there was a point when I noticed that it says Sassy Clouds. Does anybody notice this?
No.
It says, in, like, the sandstorm. Quinn, please stop moving up and down. In the sandstorm, they wrote out sex in the storm cloud.
I did not.
And that's when I was like,
those
oh, damn.
Those animators always
like
to fuck with people.
Yeah, yeah.
They do it as a joke.
That's when I knew I was like, oh, wow, I'm too old for this at this point.
Yeah.
And I was 17, so, like, it's too much.
Not even going to lie to you, my first, what did they call it? My sexual awakening was,
interesting.
Was adolescent
this.
Simba. When I was like 12.
Were you like, damn, he's hot?
When I was like 12. Actually, I was watching with one of my best friends. We like pulled an all-nighter for a sleepover because that's what girls used to do. When they had sleepovers.
I was always out by 8:30.
No. Girls now, when they have sleepovers, they go to sleep at a reasonable hour. But when we were growing up, you would stay
you
up
play my
all
song.
Night.
Oh, we pulled all-nighters all the time.
Yeah.
Right.
So my best friend and I, we were at like 5 in the morning. We watched Lion King. I remember specifically we were watching it. And all of a sudden, I was like, yo, like, what's up with like Simba right now and how I'm feeling about it? And she was like, yo, I was just feeling
Did
the
you get
same
all
way and I
tingly?
A little tingly, and neither of us were like, what's going on?
Wait, can we actually go
or
through
Danny Phantom.
Wait, can we go through the great show? Great
oh
show.
My god.
Are we gonna go through Sexual Awakenings?
Yeah, can we go around and talk about Sexual Awakenings?
Yeah, I got a
real boy. Okay, first real boy, like human person sexual awakening is either Josh Hutcherson. Or Pete Wentz from Fall Out Boy.
Mine was Drake Bell from Drake and Josh.
Are we being serious here, Quinn? Because it's just
when I was when I was 4 years old, I was flipping through the Guinness Book of World Records, and I came across the one with the largest artificially enhanced breasts.
And, how big were they?
They were quite large. And I was like, oh
so
wow.
So clearly,
like,
we know if he's a boobs or butt guy.
I'm a boobs guy. But I was like, oh, damn. Like,
I'm a personality guy.
That's,
Do you know what my brother once deadass said to me? I was like, Charlie, get real with me. Like, are you a boobs or butt guy? He was like, you know, I've never really been about that. I kind of care about the whole picture and more if they're funny. I was like, all right, that's it. I'm ruined.
That's the most,
I'm ruined now. I'm ruined because, like,
your
now...
Your brother's the worst, you and he's
shed,
lying
you
to you.
You shed a light on, like, the one thing that girls want to hear, and now I'll never go back.
No, let me tell you something real quick.
Yeah, he's just not being serious. He's definitely...
He was lying.
That's the answer of an ass man right there.
Yeah, yeah. Next time you see your brother, ask him if he likes porn. I bet you'll say, no, it's just...
Obviously, he used to send me porn all the time.
Elaborate on that.
He sends me porn all the time.
Like as a joke.
That's not a funny joke at all.
I remember like that, but like...
There aren't a lot of boundaries.
Like, do you laugh at it or like...
He used to bust into my room while I was like on Netflix and be like, are you watching porn? I'd be like, no, I'm not watching porn.
So explain this to me, Adelaide Wolf of...
Wait, the reason why
does your brother send you porn?
He literally has always done this to
The way I found out my brother was...
Also, please stop cursing on the air. Come on.
The way I found out my brother was gay is because I looked at his search history and there's gay porn on it.
Is your brother gay?
He is.
What?
Wait, which one? Zeta brother? Wait, what?
No, my real brother.
Okay.
No way.
Carson?
Mm-hmm. Carson's gay.
To be completely fair, though, that is not necessarily... Like
he's
what
gay.
They
he's come out to me.
Oh, okay. Well, then, but you asked.
But that's how I found out. So he came out to me. I don't know, 3 years ago, probably.
Oh, okay.
But I saw that porn like 5 years ago, so I knew for a while.
So you knew.
Yeah.
Wait, you saw that porn before?
Yeah, I'd seen the same one. I was like, oh shit.
I've never.
You'd be like, this looks familiar. Yeah.
I've never caught that kind of thing for anyone.
Wait.
Like, I've never even like seen anybody search.
Y'all ever been caught by your parents? I got a funny story.
Oh yeah.
I have a good story.
You've been caught by your parents?
Oh yeah.
That's so much worse as a girl.
No, it's not. I feel like it's not.
Yes. No, it's worse.
Why is
no,
it worse?
It's worse. It's pretty bad when your dad walks in on you.
That's weird. Oh,
sorry.
He doesn't know what to think.
Mic off.
You don't know what to think.
That is weird. Really I just got chills. That
yeah.
is.
All right.
I'm not gonna say. I
take
just
us
got
through
it.
The story.
Or don't.
No,
I don't.
I'm not gonna tell
that.
You that.
I don't.
No
well,
way.
I mean, you just told us 90% of the story.
Yeah,
I just
want to
know what I want to know what his reaction.
All right, feelers cut off.
We pretended it wasn't happening.
I used to watch it on my parents' computer.
It was supposed to be PG-13. Feeler enjoys Brown University.
No,
my God, you never told me how that went.
So well, so fun.
Wait, not for you though.
No, it was a good time.
I mean, I enjoyed it. It was a funny story.
Are you still talking to her?
Yeah, a little bit.
I thought you said to this morning that you hadn't texted her.
Yeah,
since.
But I've been texting her today.
Because he was back in Providence.
You're gonna see him when you go back, or see her when you go back.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, are you gonna see her this summer?
Side note: this song was from the first episode of Scrubs that made me cry. This is first season.
Great show. There ain't
no okay, everyone, go around and share the most sensitive crying spell you've ever had.
If I'm being real, actually, the first one, like, just like not something happening in my life, was the ending of Marley and Me. Because I was at that age where like I was like pretty young, like 7 or 8. Such a sad ending when Marley dies.
Where is there a tissue? Is there a bathroom out here?
Yeah, it's over there.
But actual thing, I don't know. How about you?
I don't know if I have a fake thing. I don't cry about literature movies ever.
Oh, big man.
For a long time in my life, I thought that I was like emotionally deficient because girls were always like, oh my God, that made me cry, and I couldn't even.
Like stuck in mud didn't make you cry.
Wait, when we say sensitive crying, are we talking about like crying from like, something that probably like, that you didn't have to cry from?
No, I'm
like,
saying
just
like
the saddest
worst crying. Yeah, saddest.
I mean, when my parents got divorced.
Yeah,
that's easy.
That was easy.
Like that's
when
like my grandma died. Like your brother got arrested. Oh right.
Yeah. When I saw his mugshot. I couldn't stop crying for like 24 hours.
Yeah, okay, that's not... No, the question should be, when was your most,
like
intense
when you
cry?
Shouldn't have?
When you just, like from a movie or something that shouldn't have really made you, like, fall.
Probably Perks of Being a Wallflower.
Marley and Me.
What's yours? My parents didn't let me watch Marley and Me because I grew up with Golden Retrievers and they thought it would be too scary.
Yeah,
I grew up with a Golden Retriever and... She died actually after the movie, so.
Oh yeah, no.
Or, oh my God, my first dog died.
Yeah, that was.
That was quick.
Hey Eric, how you feeling?
You
all right?
He just had to wash his hands. He blew his nose into his hand.
They call Eric the
All right, can you recall a time from like a sleepover or some event where you laughed so hard and you just couldn't stop?
I have the best. Yes. And so the immediate comes to mind. So I had a huge crush on this guy who went in middle school. I had this crazy like head over heels crush on someone who I actually think is awful now. Like I'm
Why?
Not
what,
even
what is he like now?
He goes to Harvard.
Oh,
biggest dick I've ever met.
Language, please.
Wait, was Sorry. He the guy? Have you told us about
him? It's 4:10 in the morning. There's a lot of
okay.
His name's Joey Toker. He's the worst.
Call him out.
Yeah, he's actually the worst. But I had a huge crush on him in middle school. We did middle school plays together. I never knew what it was.
You did plays?
Yeah, I used to.
Oh, you were a theater girl?
I starred in every play.
When did you stop?
Horse girl.
When I went to high school and I had to choose sports over theater.
And then what did you do when you get to college?
Hey.
I'm going back.
Addie, be a playwright. Wait, actually, all right. I want, my dream is to write
the playwright.
The
don't hit the game,
movie.
Right, fellas.
So can you act in it if I write the script?
I would absolutely.
Okay.
I do decent
I'll cast
impressions.
You.
I
Look,
still think
I'll cast
I have
you, Jessica Simpson, as the lead role.
Okay, absolutely.
Wait, what are some of your impressions?
Okay.
Can I get a role?
I can't do him on the spot.
You can be Miles Teller. It's about Miles Teller and Jessica Simpson.
I can do pretty good Irish.
Robbery
Irish accent, pretty good.
If I
it's like,
could,
it's
I
a modern day.
It's
a modern day Bonnie and Clyde where Miles Teller and Jessica Simpson robbed the Somerville Bank in Davis Square.
Oh and I'm Jessica Simpson.
I'm
That's
so
cute.
Sorry, but that is actually based on a true story. It happened last week.
Yeah, but it wasn't like Bonnie and Clyde.
Well, it was just like Clyde.
It was just one guy in a
Clyde.
This movie made me cry.
It was just Clyde, who's still on the loose,
yeah.
by the way.
Yeah, he's still out there.
He's still out there. He made probably cried at night.
Matilda?
No, once.
Also, guys, the sun is coming
it's
up.
It's like about like two
soon.
Musicians. It's like
it's
a
not
UK.
Pretty soon. It's, oh, it is 4 in the morning.
Yeah. Wow. No, guys, I didn't tell you my hilarious story.
We forgot to say, you're watching It's After Bedtime on...
You're listening to It's After... It's
you're
after,
listening
It's past
to,
my bedtime.
It's past my bedtime.
Oh, and this is the time
WMFO.
Where I say where you're listening to WMFO in Medford.
Nice.
That's all,
wait, what are we listening to?
WMFO.
91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford.
You're listening to...
Medford Freeform Tufts. Medford Tufts Reform.
It is 4:12 in the morning,
you're
and you are
listening
to the tired ramblings of Addie.
You're listening
you guys
to the
didn't hear my super
sexy
funny story.
After show.
Anyways,
messages
I did an impression of the guy that I had a crush on because there were so many things to make fun of.
This movie made me cry. I watched it last semester in my film class. I watched it in my film class last semester. I cried.
My friend and I used to sing this and do it. Maybe do the high parts. You're sorry, my brother. And then my family.
Yeah. No, Eric, that's sick. Take some more Snapchat stories and play them on the mic.
Hey, you know what? I actually appreciate it. I don't think there are enough pictures of, like, what I do.
I'm
going to
post.
Like, what we do.
I'm
like,
putting it on my story.
Stuff.
I haven't posted a story in a while.
I don't post as much on my story as I used to, and I honestly
think that is a
think
lie.
That, like,
last time we hung out, you posted probably 10 stories.
When was that?
The incident of falling down the stairs.
Okay, I was so wasted.
Okay, funny story for the crowd. A couple weeks ago, Addie went to a very fun hockey.
Think anyone's listening? If anyone's listening, text me at 908-337-5023.
I already tried that bit. No one called me. Anyway.
Or text 703-785-5399.
Wait, is it 377? Shit. I don't know.
Language.
Language. Language.
Guys, if anyone's listening, text 1-800-CARS-FOR-KIDS.
That is the type of joke I've never seen.
It's 1-877,
by
the way.
This is a different you.
This is called 4 a.m. Quinn, and he's just like...
All right, anyway. So, here's a story for the crowd. A couple weeks ago, Adelaide found herself in a wonderful hockey final.
So
and,
fun. Say bar.
She got a little tipsy.
Addie had so
like
much fun at...
And then she came to hang out with us afterwards, and we realized, you know, Addie's not going to make it home by herself, so Quinn and I decided that we got to take her home. Being the friendly gentleman that we are. And Addie couldn't even make it up the stairs, honestly, so...
She could make it down them pretty easy.
Well, yeah, exactly, so being the kind man that I see myself to be, very few others do, I threw Addie over my shoulder and I took her up to the top of the stairs. But she disagreed with that in some way, and she decided to stumble back and fall down all of the stairs.
This is not just an entire flight of stairs. It's a really long.
It's quicker than walking.
Really long.
It is quicker than.
It is quicker than walking.
Stairs. Stairs hater. She found out.
They were long. They were outside, and they were made of concrete. Yeah. But we cleaned her up, and we tensed a few other kids, and it was a good night.
Yeah, no, I was fine. So we're good. We're fine.
Oh, Derek.
What time was your, what time were you supposed to get off the air?
Wait, what time does someone come on
in
the morning? What time is someone coming on? Is there someone at like 8 a.m.? We should just keep it going till 8 a.m.
Can you pass me my laptop without taking it off Aux?
No.
We've been here for 3 hours.
Okay, pass me my phone.
Addy, we've been here for over 3 hours.
Yeah, pass me my phone.
Oh, this is the saddest
one. I have my phone.
Wait, is this the Johnny Cash version?
Of course. Nails. The Nine Inch Nails is good, but this is just so much better.
Oh my God, wait, I love Nine Inch Nails.
I hurt myself.
This is Johnny Cash's cover of
Hurt. Will you play Bite the Hand That Feeds You?
If you pay me $5.
No.
Feeder still owes me $10, but...
Guys, no one's coming on tomorrow until 6 a.m.
Oh, so we still have an hour?
Nope. 7? That's
real. So 3 hours.
7 a.m.
So we're halfway there. We're halfway there.
Yeah.
Addy Wolf, everybody. She's coming to do her rendition of Mean Girls with her, starring her.
The funniest. Okay, I gotta show you guys one of the funniest feats I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
It was a girl doing an impression of Mean Girls in middle school, and it actually.
Can we?
It triggered me so much I almost like.
Can we watch YouTube videos?
Like, why don't you just put on an episode of like The Office?
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Everybody's seen that show enough where they can visualize.
Hey Rose, if you're still here, knock twice. Rose, if you're not here, knock once.
Who?
All right. Well, let's go. Just take a nap. I just might go sleep on the couch.
Yo, Stout just texted me. What do you say?
Is that not every bitch you knew in middle school? Every single one. That's literally exactly what they're like.
Really?
No, that's literally what I remember. It's scarring.
We had girls, we had to implement a dress code because people were basically showing up naked.
My school, all the boys wore coat and tie every single day, and we had to wear things down to our knees.
A girl sucked a dick.
Who's
in seventh grade? Who's
Katie Deaver?
What's she up with?
I don't know.
Feeler.
What?
She puked.
She puked those dicks.
I have no idea.
No way.
Seventh grade.
Oh, that's terrible. Yep. I don't remember if anything. I think things like that were happening. I don't know for certain. I do know that we, our church was the second biggest cathedral in America.
Really?
And multiple people were caught having sex or giving blowjobs in the cathedral. One chick, crazy story. One girl, there were cameras everywhere. They went down to one of the mini chapels in the basement. She blew a guy.
They don't have like a house.
They got the video. In high school, no one knows where to go. So they went to the cathedral. The video was shown to her family. She got suspended.
Yeah, you got a copy of that, or?
I mean, oh, you want to hear a funny story? So in my high school, there was a couple. Well, we had a junior school and a high school. So the junior school started in seventh grade.
Ours is like that too.
Yeah, and so there was a couple. They were, attracted to each other, and they were gonna hook up. They were in eighth grade, but the girl had never kissed anyone before. And she decided that she was not ready to give up her, I guess, kiss virginity, so to speak. So she just blew the guy instead.
And what's her at?
She blew him like five times, never once kissed him.
How does that even happen?
She was just like, I'll pleasure you some other way, but I'm not going to kiss you.
Weird. All right. You know what? Let's stop talking about blowjobs now.
Okay, that's really weird, but whoa.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
All right. This is a Brockhampton song.
Stout's about to call in, by the way. He's still up.
Wait, so somebody's listening?
All right. Cutting the mic, son. Wait, phone flasher. What do I do?
Stout, we're trying to get you on the air.
It looks like we've got a listener calling in.
So mad at him. Did you hang up? Oh, no.
Hello? Oh? Hello? No one's calling anymore. Tell them to call again.
Hey, when you send me that
hello
thing today,
I know. That's serious. I could barely see it either, but I was at work doing data entry all day. It was so hungover.
I don't know how you did that. Like, I could not function.
It was so bad
today.
It's 4:20.
Fuck.
Oh, yeah, it's 4:20. All right, Stage, I want my seat back.
I'm out of here by 5. That's
I really like this song, Quinn. Putting this in my current
playlist. Alright, let's talk about...
You guys aren't on, now you're on.
And the bad things that may be.
Oh my god, Liz is literally asleep in Hillsides right now.
Oh, Liz and Cheyenne, maybe. I saw them giving each other a nice big hug earlier.
They'll always have a flirtation. Cheyenne
also pushed her into the ground. Hey, Addy fucking put me in a headlock and embarrassed me in front of everybody at the party.
I put somebody in a headlock.
I couldn't do it. She's impervious to tickling and tasers.
No, I'm not. I'm actually very ticklish, but you were doing a bad job. You were just poking me.
You butt bumped me, Addy, and you kept pushing me to the wall, and I wasn't strong enough for a while to push back.
Let's talk about my favorite thing, which is who loves to boop Griffin?
Chris and I had a boop off today. It was real boop. Fun tonight. It was real good.
Chris comes flying into. Stout and Darius's room, closing the door really quickly, like out of breath. He's like, I just booped Griffin, don't open the door. I don't know if he's out there.
Yeah, because he always gets punched in the stomach. When he
so funny though. Chris looked like he was like running away from like a serial killer. Yeah, this says lots of cum right there. Yum.
Yum yum.
Yum yum in my tum tum. I like fun fun.
Yeah.
Take that somewhere else.
Bars, bro. Bars. All right,
drop a beat.
You're telling me to drop a beat right now?
My name is Quinn. I like to win.
Yeah.
His name's Eric. We actually call him Derek.
Yeah.
He thinks he's cool.
Bars.
But he's actually just a tool. Joined ATO.
Wait, guys, what's the camp cheer that's like?
There's nothing wrong with that.
What's the camp cheer?
This old boy Quinn. He's really thin.
Yeah.
Just big and lanky.
Yeah.
Girls think he's skanky. Yeah.
My name is
he puts
Matt.
On headphones.
Yeah. Like
he thinks
no,
he's cool.
My name is Addy.
I'll never learn how to swim.
That is my name.
Oh, can't go to
some
schools.
Call me Daddy.
Yeah.
Because that's my game. Roll call. Oh, Shibuya. Yeah. Shibuya. Roll call.
Hey. My name is Matt. All right. Yeah. My name is.
And that's the thing.
Yeah.
I don't know what.
Yeah.
To rhyme with thing.
Yeah.
Roll call.
Shibuya.
Roll call.
My name is Eric.
Yeah.
No, I like to talk.
Yeah.
My mommy says.
Yeah. Squawk.
Suck my cock.
That's what Jordan says.
Squawk.
Shibuya.
Yeah, Shibuya, roll call.
My name is Quinn.
Are you going? I thought we stopped. There you go.
I got the Bucks.
Oh, someone's calling.
Coming out of the Eastern Conference.
Beating the Ryan.
Yeah.
Giannis dropping 34, 10, and 12.
Man,
hello?
This is the softest thing I ever did.
I'm fucking delirious. Hello?
It's about something that's pretty important.
Who am I?
Starting to become hungover.
Ignacio.
But like, not only am I
and that's true. Really wish that I didn't care about you anymore.
but I do. What do I do when the rap life make a motherfucker choose up in that fight? Make a young couple do something sad like being broke up.
Hello.
Even though we had life. Fuck it, I don't even know what I could have done. Looking back, thinking that's what I should have done. Wanted you back, but when the fact is I always put you second to rap. I'm not mad that you wouldn't come. And even though I had to move, I ain't move on. Really wish you was a boo, I could prove wrong. But she knows what I'ma do with the new song.
Song messes me up.
Running the rap game with that lane. Always gotta be up on that train of that plane. Ain't nobody wanna feel that pain or that strain. Wishing I ain't gotta get that fame or rat claim. You know I'd give you my last name, but that blame on me.
Chasing something feeling dumb, cause you all I need. Hope you wait until I'm done and I'm all free.
But you know I never know when it's gonna be. And I'm sorry.
It's the hardest rule to follow. Thinking of you. I really wish that I could call you. What can I do? You can find another me tomorrow. If that's the hardest pill to swallow, babe. If I woke up and I called it quits. Thinking of you. If today I came from all of this. What would I do? Maybe I could get you back tomorrow. And that's the hardest pill to swallow, baby.
And that's you. And that's true. Really wish that I didn't care about you anymore. But I do. What do I do when the rap life make a motherfucker choose up in that fight? Make a young couple do something sad like being broke up even though we had life. Had life.
Okay, well,
had life.
When I'm being dumb and stupid, who the fuck is gonna hit me with the motherfucking jerk face? Who gonna let me know to hit my mother on her birthday? Who gonna let me know when I'll be shopping if
a shirt's game?
If anyone's listening right now, I just read the instructions for how to pick up and you can go ahead and call in now.
If anyone's listening right now, God bless, cause Addy's voice is annoying the shit.
You know the past was a blast, but it never could last. Pretty sad when your love got a separate path. Used to read when there's nothing to do, but it's funny doing nothing's never nothing when it's done with you. You know I wanna still talk, even text and call whenever something going on. I'll be pressing all up in the phone till I press the X. Stress the next one on best the X, and you'll forget, but it's best. You the best to me, girl. Always bake me something, and when they ripped off, you replaced my buttons. But don't.
Okay, I'm just going to talk while I try to figure this out, but something changed. No, I know how to fix it. I just have to... Okay, here we go. It's going to take a sec, but it's going to go on. Okay, there we go. Which one of these is correct? Fuck, what did I do? Thank you. What did I do? How did I mess it up?
Man, you know,
turn off channel.
Don't talk enough about. You know what people need to talk about more?
Gwen, how's the socks pulled down?
There we go.
Really
fix
wish
it.
That I didn't care about you anymore. But I do. What do I do when the rap life make a motherfucker choose up in that fight? Make a young couple do something sad like being broke up even though we had life. Had life. Had life. Had life.
It's the hardest rule to follow. Thinking of you.
night, brief light. 0 hour, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then. I miss the earth so much. I miss my wife. It's lonely out in space on such a timeless flight.
Down. staring up the road and pray to God I see headlights. I made it down the coast in 17 hours, picking me a bouquet of dogwood flowers, and I'm hoping for Riley I can see my baby tonight. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, rock. In an old time string band, my baby plays a guitar, a big banjo now. All the North Country winters keep forgetting me, and I lost my money playing poker, so I had to up and leave. But I ain't a turn it back to live that old life no more. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey. I caught a trucker out of Philly, had a nice long toque, but he's headed west from the Cumberland Gap to Johnson City, Tennessee. And I gotta get a move on before the sun. I hear my baby calling my name, and I know that she's the only one. And if I die in Raleigh, at least I will die free. So wreck me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Wreck me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, rock me. Rock me, mama, like the wind and the rain. Rock me, mama, like a southbound train. Hey, mama, rock me.
Slave. it to me. Bring your sweet loving, bring it on home to me. Yeah,
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 yeah.
Spend with you is a moment I treasure.
today, the hell of bread. Above my brother, I'm insane and spine. We smoked the screen to make you what it was to be.
Riding this morning.